A multi-year project designed to improve the forest habitat of a section of Trail of Tears State Forest in Union County is underway. The state forest covers just over 5,000 acres just several miles northwest of Jonesboro. And what makes this IDNR project unique is that chainsaws and bulldozers are playing a major part, as I found out when I recently visited the site on a beautiful October morning in Union County. That's the sound of a big chainsaw slicing through the base of a big, smooth-barked beech tree deep in the 5,000-acre Trail of Tears State Forest. It's a beautiful, sunny morning in mid-October, and I'm standing on a fairly steep hillside watching this logger topple the big beech. Right beside me is Ben Snyder. Ben is a forester, and he works for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. As the last cut is made, we hear the cracking, and then the tree comes crashing down to the forest floor in a shower of snaps and yellow leaves. And right now, you might be thinking, this is strange. Ben is a forester, and foresters should be planting trees, right? Not cutting them down?
That's right. Conservationists normally plant trees, not cut them down. But in an innovative project at the Trail of Tears State Forest, that is precisely what the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is doing to restore a more sunny, open forest that can support a diversity of life.
And that diversity of forest life is best when you have a lot of nut-producing trees, like hickories and oaks. But the problem is, oaks and hickories need tons of light to thrive. And right now in Trail of Tears, the forest is undergoing dramatic changes. A long-term study by a group of natural resource professionals, community members, and conservation leaders uncovered a startling conclusion. Between 1980 and 2014, there was a 50% decline in oak trees, while during that same time period, there was a steady increase in less beneficial maples and beeches. I asked Ben what's so good about oaks and hickories.
Oaks support a diversity of life, and part of that life includes over 100 different animals. And with our restoration efforts, we're restoring also wildflowers, grasses, and shrubs. And some of those include bees, butterflies, and other pollinators that feast on these flowers. And we're also improving habitat for wildlife such as birds that prefer grassy openings for nesting and foraging.
And the increased sunlight on the forest floor left after the beech is removed encourages the acorns on the ground to sprout and start growing. And oak trees, they live a long time, and they'll be producing habitat and food for hundreds of years.
A white oak could live, 500 years if wow. Conditions are ideal.
Snyder says another desirable species, the northern red oak, can live about 200 years, but just like the massive, beautiful white oak, needs a lot of light.
We still want to make sure we have a resilient forest by allowing these enough sunlight into the forest floor for regeneration, so we have a healthy forest with young trees as well as mature trees and mid-story trees.
Back in the area where the selective cutting is going on, logger Dave Wunderlich talks about what he's seen deep in the forest removing trees.
That's a fascinating story that you told me. Sometimes deer actually will get curious and come up and check out and see what's going on, right?
I've had them 20 feet from me while I'm actually in the woods working, just curious.
In your years of cutting down trees, you've probably seen stuff like maybe, a nest of raccoons or a big honey hive out of a tree. Has anything like that happened?
Yeah, hornets. Yeah, they chase you out of the woods.
That's not fun.
No, they'll be going away pretty soon, though.
That unhealthy tree, if you look around it, we have a healthier black oak. Here below it, we have a nice red oak that is in a better state and a really nice white oak. So that's a little gap in the canopy where we've got kind of three trees around it. There's a little sunspot that opens up in there that will allow some new growth.
New oaks that will be able to thrive and feed the forest animals for decades. And what about the future?
Well, hopefully we'll have a lot of oak regeneration. We'll be able to see the understory developed and doing thriving with lots of plants in the understory. And, you know, my hope is that, you know, my kids will be able to come here when they're older and see a healthy forest with oak trees and the overstory and a diversity of life.
From somewhere deep in the Trail of Tears State Forest in Union County, I'm Kevin Boucher.